This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 6 of our podcast. My name is Bella and alongside me is Nono, Bree and Noah. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing?
Very good, very good. A name, age, school, and what was our icebreaker question?
Favourite animal.
Favourite animal. Would you like to kick us off, Bella?
Sure.
So good.
My name is Isabella. I'm 12 years old. I go to Big Rock Primary School and my favourite animal is a fox.
Nice.
Hello, my name is Nuno and I'm 10 years old and I go to Concord School. My favourite animal is an Arctic fox.
Oh, wow. A couple of fox lovers. Yeah, good.
Like round
it off, Bree. Is your favourite animal a fox as well?
Not, unfortunately, no. Hi, guys. I'm Bree. I've done a couple of these before. I don't go to school anymore. I'm 22, I think. Yep. And my favourite animal right now, probably just like a basic dog, but also I really want a merino lamb, so...
Cute.
Good dog.
You said basic dog. There are a lot of different breeds. Do you have a breed in mind?
Anything that's crossed with a poodle because I'm allergic to fur.
Oh, like a spoodle or something.
Yeah, I love a spoodle. I love a spoodle.
So good. Hey, everyone. My name is Noah. I'm 23. Don't go to school anymore. My favourite animal is pretty classic, but I love big cats and I love lions. Kings of the Jungle. I just think they're awesome. Lion King was my favourite movie as a young fella, so... A little bit typical, but lions are pretty cool, right?
Yep.
Mean as. Should we do our first segment?
It's time for Never Have I Ever, Toddlers Edition. A segment that provides you wonderful listeners with a window into our lives. Why the Toddlers Edition? You might be thinking because instead of drinking, we are taking a swing of baby food. This could get interesting, so buckle in.
Guys, I'm not looking forward to this.
Neither.
I hate trying new foods. I'm like the most fussy person ever. And so I've got banana berries and yogurt brekkie. To be fair, not bad. I was complaining to Noah for ages to make sure he got me a decent one.
Noah's
but I still
disgusting.
Hate banana and berries. Yeah, Noah, what do you have?
I have carrot, sweet corn, and I think it's pronounced quinoa.
Quinoa.
Quinoa? Quinoa?
Why are you doing the quinoa?
That sounds so gross.
What have you got, Bella?
I got mango and yogurt, the most plain. I just wanted something plain.
Normal?
Banana, raspberry, and vanilla.
Ooh.
That sounds actually decent.
Don't they sound good? Yeah. Crack it open, team. Have a sniff.
They actually smell
it
nice.
It doesn't smell bad.
Mine smells nice.
Nah, but it's not too bad. I'm being dramatic.
Mine looks like mango lassi.
Okay. Just to clarify, if we have done it, we take a swig.
Yes, if you have done these Never Have I Evers, you are taking a swig. So, got a solid list here. I wonder who will get to the bottom of their baby food first. Firstly, Never Have I Ever farted at a funeral.
Nice,
you can't hear Nono talking because she just did take a swig of baby food.
Does it taste okay?
Swallowed almost. There it goes. Fantastic. Okay. Never have I ever cried on stage. That's me.
I love being on stage.
Have
so
I actually don't think I can't remember.
Yeah, not that I can remember, eh?
Yeah. I only remember the good parts of when I'm on stage.
Yeah. I felt like crying on stage. I just never actually cried.
Yeah.
Did you take another swig, Nono?
Yep.
Nono's on a roll.
Nono's two from two. The carrot one wasn't great, but at least it had sweet corn.
That
it was kind of sweet.
So gross.
All right, third one. Never have I ever written in a reading book. The book that you read, write in it.
I'll never do that.
I've been planning on doing it. Like, I've wanted to change a book if I don't like how it goes, but I don't have two copies of a book, so I haven't written on it.
Mm. make it?
I feel like this would have tasted better if it was refrigerated first. Like, actually, because I got a yogurt one. I just feel like it would have tasted decent if it was, like, cold like yogurt.
What a surprise. Bree's complaining.
You don't look like you would like it.
All right, never have I ever annoyed a sibling on purpose. Oh. Everyone's going for smoking. Yuck.
Oh.
Yuck.
I think it's the delicious one.
I feel sorry for babies, can I just say? Like, this isn't so even good. A bad one, but I'm like,
yuck.
This one's delicious.
If this was refrigerated, delicious. This would be good and it would taste like a smoothie. But gross.
Why would I pick this one? I don't even like mango that much.
I was so happy when you picked that one. I was like, oh, that's going to be disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it tastes disgusting. It looked good.
All right, never have I ever pretended to be sick to skip school.
Oh,
never.
I've pretended to be sicker than I really was, but I've never pretended to be sick.
Oh.
I'll do a little one for that because it's just dramatizing things.
Yeah. Because if I have a cough, I could still go to school, but I could like make it say I also have a sore stomach, maybe a sore throat.
When I'm sick, I want to go to school, but I'm forced to stay home.
Oh, that has happened to me before. It's rough, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Just want to hang out with your friends, and they're like, oh, I'm sick. So annoying.
No, I don't want to be around my friends when I'm not feeling well. Really loud.
That's really unfair.
All right, never have I ever eaten food off the floor.
That's Noah all day.
Yep, there goes a big swing for me.
5 second rule.
Yeah, five minute, 5 day, whatever you need.
10 million days.
Noah's done some of the rankest stuff ever.
Whatever floats your boat.
That's so bad. I hate that.
Poor babies.
One time, a piece of food fell onto my brother's foot and I still ate it.
Wow, that's grody.
That's
so gross.
To the next level.
It just missed it.
That's only one step down from what Noah's done. I feel like that's another story for another podcast.
Yeah, another podcast team. Hey, never have I ever accidentally liked someone's old Instagram post while stalking. That's a tough one to own up to. Oh, Bree. Oh, Bree. I can see Bree.
I don't have Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm too young.
Yeah, good, Noah. Good.
Yeah, too young. Yeah. I don't even have
good.
A phone.
Good. I think I've done that. Swig for me.
Yeah. It's really hard not to.
Never.
I love, as a girl, stalking, like, all the girls I know, just, you just, like, like everyone I meet, I'll just literally go on a quick stalk.
I just want to eat it.
Yeah.
Never have I ever danced in front of a mirror when no one was watching.
Oh, isn't that normal?
Yeah, it's pretty normal. We're all going
literally
for it.
Literally me all the time. Dance parties in my room.
What was that?
This is like ASMR, like mukbang, like ASMR.
Oh my god, this is not gross. Good though. It's not good.
Go away,
stop.
Noah.
I want to gargle it.
Literally go away. Literally go away.
It's too thick.
You guys will literally discuss that.
You're going to make me hate ASMR.
Okay, next question. Let's go.
Never have I ever spilled a secret I wasn't supposed to.
Never.
Guilty.
I feel like I probably have.
It's an accident. Wow. I just like talking about my day and then people don't tell me things are secrets and they just are like, yeah, it's an accident.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You know, like when people are like, and then you find out later and you're like, oh, I don't know, I wasn't meant to share that. Like, sorry.
Yeah, I'm taking an accident.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to
eat
this. Last one.
Ugh.
Never have I ever forgotten someone's name right after they told me.
Oh, yeah.
Guilty. Oh. Not guilty.
As a youth worker, I feel like I work with so many kids. Like, that probably happened with with Bella's name sometime. Like, when
that's so mean. Bella. Why not Nono?
Well, no, because Nono, I've known for like 3 years now. Low-key. And she was one of the first people I met at Concord School when I first went there.
Aww.
And unfortunately, lots of people in the youth Thatching group.
No.
To be fair, do it to all the schools now. Probably apart from Concord.
When I first joined my choir, I didn't know anyone. We went round like introducing ourselves, and I forgot everyone's name just after they said it, and so I wasn't speaking the whole time because I didn't want to get anyone's name wrong.
Yeah, that's rough.
Classic. All right, baby food can go away for today. Praise the good Lord that is done.
That's us for Never Have I Ever, Toddlers Edition. Let us know how much baby food you would have eaten if you had been with us. Okay, now welcome to Finish That Lyric, the ultimate lyric challenge. We drop a line from a Disney song and someone's got to finish it. No Googling, no guessing lyrics that sound right, only the real thing counts. Let's see who knows their Disney bops.
Let's do it. Got several songs here from Disney movies over the last couple of decades. Jump in whenever you feel you know it. I'd love to hear you sing it. Don't just read it. I might sing some of them, the first lines to set you up, but to be honest, I don't know all of them. If you know it, it'll be a bit of a competition. We'll see how we go, okay? Brie versus Nono versus Bella. Nono, finish off your baby food. You need to sing.
Are you still? Oh, my God.
Alrighty. Number one. Finish that lyric. It's the circle of life.
It's the circle of life.
There is a line or a couple of lines that follow. I guess it's the circle of life. The chorus. You don't know it.
No, I know how it goes.
No one knows it.
It
moves us so. And then I don't know exactly how the rhythm goes.
Through despair and hope,
through faith and love.
Have you not heard the Lion King? I've only heard like the Sabanya and the actual.
Okay, calm down. Lock back in. Secondly. I can show you the world.
Shining, shimmering, splendid, over sideways and under on a magic carpet ride.
Yeah. Well done, Brie. Just jump in if you know it. Sing louder and I'll give you the point. Sing louder.
Sorry.
Brie got that one. A Whole New World from Aladdin. Okay.
I don't think you're that sorry.
Number three. Under the sea.
Downwards, everything's better. Take it from me.
Up on the shore, they work all day.
Nice,
out
Bella.
Out in the sun, they slave
she
away.
Knows more than me.
We're going to give that one to Bella. You guys are pretty accurate. It goes under the sea. Darling, it's better. Downward, it's wetter. Take it from me. Well done. Brie performed well, but the point goes to Bella. That's 1-1. Like... Not off the scoreboard yet, no. But maybe this is the one. Number four. Just trying to get the beat right, but I don't have to do that. I'm gonna talk it. When the road looks rough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
What?
When you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
You've got a friend in me.
You've got.
That is the same song. That's not the line I'm looking for.
I don't know it then.
And you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
Just remember what your old pal said.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend. Brie, well done.
I haven't listened to this in ages.
Sorry, guys.
Two for Brie.
I'm really competitive.
This is so mean.
Sorry, Nono. Sorry,
two
Bella.
For Brie, one for Bella, zero for Nono. Okay. Next one. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam. Can do it again.
Yeah.
Wherever I wander, wherever I roam.
What movie is it from?
Jungle Book.
Oh.
I've never watched that.
Is it like the Ben Necessities?
It is the Ben Necessities. Does anyone know the next line?
Wherever I wander.
Wherever I roam.
Nope.
I could be fonder. Of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. And so on. The score remains the same. Okay. Next one. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If you... Something atrocious.
Did quite atrocious.
Atrocious is in the line.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If you say it loud enough, it's something quite atrocious. Or sounds quite atrocious.
Breeze close. I won't give the point, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always so precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Okay.
You guys should have a singing podcast.
We're going to go first to three. Breeze on two. Bella's on one. Nono, pick it up.
Sorry, Nono.
Hopefully you know this one.
Do you
one.
Know any Disney movies?
Yeah.
It's not these ones.
Okay. I don't know the beat of this one. Open your eyes. Let's begin.
When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except
you're welcome. Well, Nono.
Yes.
Nice. You're welcome from Moana. That's 2-1-1.
Yes.
Here's another one.
Well, that's straight away. Okay. Yep.
Here's another one. I mean, it's crazy. What?
We finished each other's sentences.
2-2-1. Love is an open door from Frozen.
That.
Okay.
Just a tad faster.
This could be the decider. Rapunzel knows best. Rapunzel's so mature now.
Look at up to the test. Mother knows best.
Wait, no, it's...
Listen to you.
Wait, what is it again?
Rapunzel knows best. Rapunzel's so mature now.
Oh, but that's the second one, even. It's not even the original one.
Such a...
That's the reprise version.
Wait, no.
Nono's on the right check.
Such a...
Big grown-up girl now.
Such a clever grown-up.
Oh.
I'm going to give that to Nono. She got the first two words.
Yes.
Well done. And our decider.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our decider is... I have one more. Let's hope you know it. I can't sing this one. I don't know the movie. Bruno. Live in fear of Bruno. Stuttering or stumbling?
Stuttering and stumbling. I can hear... Wait, no.
Yep.
I can
Bruno lives in fear and the stuttering and stumbling.
Yes. I can always hear him sort of muttering and mumbling.
Bella takes it out. She is the champ. Great success.
Great success.
Very, very impressive. Bella, winner of Finish That Lyric.
And that's the end of Finish That Lyric. Some of us were pitch perfect and some of us tried. We'll be back next time with more lyrics to test your music memory and maybe make you cringe a little along the way.
It's time for us to sing a song, yeah?
No!
Three, two, one.
Because you know I'm all about the books, no gaming. I'm all about the books, but the books, no Netflix. I'm all about the books, but the books, no Bremer. I'm all about the books, but the books, books.
We're bringing reading back. Yeah.
Nice.
What a parody. What a parody. We are fast getting through this episode, so we're gonna condense this. We're going to do fairy tale trivia very shortly. But let's have a quick discussion over baby food about what you guys are reading at the moment. Take it away, whoever is most excited about what they're reading.
I'm reading about... I'm reading Making Friends.
That's the graphic novel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've read that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Nice. I'm reading Good Girl's Guide to Murder, although I only started it today.
Whoa.
And it's not my favourite genre, so I'm seeing if I like it.
Why?
What genre is it?
That sounds sus.
It's like a murder mystery.
Cool. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, I don't like murder mysteries. It's not my thing. But I'm still reading it because lots of people said it's good.
Love a murder mystery.
A Good Girl's Guide. So it's teaching you how to kill someone.
No, you know that's wrong. It's I know that, Noah. No,
okay,
it's,
good.
It's like a girl who, there's like a murder that happened ages ago and everyone just assumed it was this one person, and this one girl for her last year at high school is like trying to figure out who actually did it, and she's uncovering the case along the way.
Ah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Are you reading anything at the moment, Brie?
Just finished reading the new Hunger Games book, Sunrise on the Reaping.
Cool.
I haven't read that yet. I only read the first three because...
Oh, you need the two prequels as well.
I have the two. I don't like it when people carry on books. Like, I love the trilogy. I mean, it's probably
great
good.
Great trilogy.
But, like...
Amazing, amazing. I started reading them when I was probably Nonno's age. I went to from Catching Fire onwards, I've been to, like, all the movies at the cinema. Great, great stuff.
Very cool. You won't be excited about what I'm reading. I'm reading a university thesis at the moment. So it's a 400-page document that a PhD student put together.
That sounds...
And I'm reading it by choice, would you believe it? I'll put Bree to sleep. I'll wake her back up. It's time for fairy tale trivia, ladies and gentlemen.
Not all you waking up as well.
Good luck to our listeners at home. I'm going to ask them questions about very popular fairy tales. We'll see who is... the most knowledgeable on them. If you know the answer, yell it. Well, you know, not too loud, but say it. If you're first, you win. Okay, question one. In Cinderella, what does the fairy godmother turn into a carriage?
Pumpkin.
Bella, one. Everyone else, nil. Secondly, in Goldilocks and the Three Bears, whose porridge does Goldilocks like the
Baby
best?
Bears.
Yes, no. 1-1, and Bree is lagging behind. Question three. What does Jack trade his cow for in Jack
beans.
And
Beans? Magic beans. Oh, well,
she's more accurate.
Nono is most accurate. Magic beans. 2 points for Nono. What time does Cinderella have to leave the ball?
12 o'clock
p.m.
12 and midnight. Midnight.
You know? Midnight is 12. I will give Bree the point
it's not
there.
12 p.m. anyway. It's 12 a.m. I did the wrong one.
Yeah.
Midday
ball. Yeah. Okay. Two for Nono, one for Bella and Bree each. In Snow White, what kind of fruit does the evil queen
use? An apple.
But it's like not
it's an
poison
apple, but
apple.
She poisoned that.
She poisons the apple, but it's still an apple. Apple.
No, you're
apple.
Right. You just all said it at the same time.
Okay, no change of
point. No
then.
Point.
Okay.
What? No. How many dwarfs live with Snow
White?
Oh, oh, really?
I don't know.
I couldn't pick it up.
Mrs. Rock. Quickly.
Yeah.
Bella goes to two. Bree stays on one. In the Three Little Pigs, what is the strongest house made
brick,
of?
Brick.
Two.
We got it.
Two. Okay. Next question is the decider of fairy tale trivia. Just deciding what question.
I'm trying to make it so I won't win.
What does the big bad wolf say he'll do to the pigs' houses?
I'll open up and I'll blow your house down.
I can remember the rest of it.
I think that's Nono.
Yes.
Nono, you legend. Well done. Bella gets a win for today. Nono gets a win.
And I lose.
Bree does.
Poor Bree.
Not.
No.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's it for All About the Books. Where we hope to inspire our listeners to read more. Because as they say, the great thing about books is there are no commercials. Get reading, peeps.
On Saturday, September 13th, the Greater Green Island Get Together is happening. It's an awesome event that happens once every 2 years when thousands of people from the community get together to participate in activities, enjoy good food, watch local schools perform, and connect with each other.
Absolutely. And you guys are involved, right? The Youth Action Group has a role to play in the get-together. Can you guys tell us a bit about what you guys are doing in the get-together?
We're in admin. So
admin team.
most of the other kids are doing like the kid stuff, like face painting, all that,
yep.
Outdoor activities. We kind of got the boring job. It's not as boring, but where are the cheers going to be? Where are the stools going to be?
Important.
Where's the bubble fairy going to be?
Yes.
Whoever that is. Yeah, probably the most important role. Admin team. Doesn't happen without administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. And yet the rest of the crew, they are running a kid zone indoors, face painting, as you say, decorating cookies, all sorts. And then there's a few young people from the group outside running games on the lawn, hopefully, if it's a beautiful, nice day. Anything to add about the get-together, Bree?
Nah, just that everyone should come along. It's
Absolutely.
A pretty free event. It'll be a great time. Bring your families, bring your friends, bring everyone.
Yeah.
So if you live in the Greater Green Island area, make sure you put Saturday, September 13th in your diaries. The get-together starts at 10 a.m. and finishes at 1 p.m. and is held at Dunedin City Baptist Church, 19 Main South Road, Concord. We will see you there.
We will indeed. And we don't want to just see you in person. We also want to see you online on our socials. We have a TikTok that is recording our journey as a podcast. It's Fiako, Whekao on TikTok. I've had a lot of fun today. How about you guys? This has been a really fun podcast.
It's actually, yeah, it's very fun.
Heaps of giggles. So good.
Not as after baby food.
Oh. That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight.
See ya!
That's us for another episode of the Grady Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog
and your nan.
Catch you next time.
Ka kite!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.